Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Well, at least I'm getting your groaning in.
How you doing, Steve?
Just dandy.
This is the first podcast of 2014. This is going to be the first.
I mean, this is our first podcast.
No. This is the first podcast of 2014. No other podcasts have come out in the year 2014 yet. Don't you know that?
Does your shirt say Oprah?
No, it says Oorah. It's because of the Marines. It's their saying. Not hoorah, it's Oorah.
It would be better if it said Oprah.
I think it would be better, too. I think that would be more terrifying if the Marines, when charging into battle, yelled, Oprah!
Yeah.
Maybe quite like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry I'm a little bit late. I know we said it a little earlier, but I got caught up in the nastiness of Illinois traffic laws.
That's okay. Yeah. I just got out of bed, and my throat is destroyed.
Yeah. Well, you'll be fine in a little bit. You got to get a little bit of sobe in you.
It feels like a tennis ball. It's pretty bad.
Well, though, that's actually my balls.
No.
If I just took them off of your neck right now, you'd be okay.
Those are your balls?
Those are my balls.
I didn't realize you had a detachable scrotum.
Detachable scrotum. Yeah, I was driving here, and I don't know if anybody else and like around the nation, if it's different in the United States, but in Illinois, you have to have a license plate sticker. And I notoriously forget to put mine on, and it always switches over on January 1st. And every time I forget to do it, because I never drive like during my winter break. So if I'm out and about, I'm like, oh, fuck, I forgot to put my sticker on. And you can get pulled over for that, because for some odd reason, that makes you a criminal if you don't have a sticker on your license plate.
Actually, it makes you a fat wallet.
Makes me a fat wallet, exactly. Well, I mean, I don't know if others...
With all that juicy cash just leaking out of it.
Because Illinois, you need... Well, Illinois now... We now have medicinal marijuana. Yay, that just started up. And we also have you are no longer allowed to talk on your cell phone throughout the state if you are driving. So unless you have a Bluetooth headphone, which makes it okay, even though it in reality does nothing to make it any more safer in any way.
That medicinal marijuana is like the worst because it's they have an extremely short list of the things that you're allowed to have medicinal marijuana. Like, you can only have these, like, X diseases. It's very small. There's also no growers and, like, no suppliers here. So,
yeah,
it's just gonna bomb.
Naperville actually just got zoned for their first dispensary, so we're gonna see how that works out. It'll be interesting. But, yeah, so I forgot to put my damn sticker on, so I had to turn around halfway coming here and go put it back on. Because they don't – fucking Illinois, they don't put glue on the back of the sticker. Like, it's like, oh, this is a sticker. It's going to go on your license plate. It's like – it has a sticker equivalency of, like, I don't know, Games Workshop super glue. It's, like, fucking shitty. shitty fucking super glue.
It's glop, and for some odd reason, it just doesn't stick.
It doesn't stick to anything. So I have to go out and put real super glue on it. Except your fingers, yeah. Oh, I was so pissed. Because then it falls off, and they're like, well, we're going to replace it for $25. Why are you going to replace it for – it's a fucking sticker. You don't need to fucking replace a sticker for $25. Illinois just loves pooping your – putting their big, fat Illinois dicks in your butt.
And not even giving you a reach around.
No, not even, like, cuddling with you afterwards. No. They just leave and
they take your they shove your face down, and while they're pounding it, they rifle through your wallet.
Yeah, they rifle through. I mean, at least other states you don't have to have a license plate. I know certain states in the South, all you have to have is a Jesus fish on your car, and that pretty much certifies you for your driving abilities in the state.
Y'all,
yeah. Well, we don't need insurance. We got God on our side.
Yeah, it's states where people say y'all.
Y'all, and I know other ones. If you have a gun rack, you never need to have a license plate sticker.
I don't even own a gun, let alone enough guns to necessitate a rack.
I love how Illinois tries to be one of those states where we're all like, we're a gun state, we're pro-gun and everything like that. And it's like, it's just,
dude, Illinois is like the fucking harshest gun laws almost anywhere.
It's pathetic to see some of these. Like, you go out and you like see some of these people in Utah or like Idaho who are like real gun people, and you're like, you guys are silly in comparison to these people. These people are scary. You're just silly. It's like, I have 16 rifles. This guy's got a naval mine in his house. You don't have a naval mine. Come on.
My grandpa used to have a mortar.
A mortar shell or a mortar as in the mortar itself?
Like the components necessary to fire mortars.
Really?
At people.
Cool.
Or tanks.
Nice.
Which led to a very humorous confrontation with my uncle and him, because my uncle apparently sold his rangefinder, and my grandpa was furious that my uncle sold his rangefinder, and has led to, at one point, my uncle screaming at the top of his lungs, what the fuck do you need a rangefinder for? In case someone I guess you're really fucked if someone drives up to the house in a tank. You won't be able to take them out with your mortar. And then my grandpa's like, well, when the Chinese come up here...
You know what? That's the funny thing, because it's like I have these conversations with people. Like, what the fuck do you need a $4,000 rifle for? You don't need that. You want that. Well, you don't need that.
No, my grandpa was convinced that the Chinese were going to have a land invasion of the United States. He had machine gun nests set up in his house. You could not walk two steps and not be near a gun, ready to fight off the yellow threat.
The ELO threat?
Yeah.
As in Electric Light Orchestra?
No, as in, like, the racial slur, yellow.
Oh, threat. I thought you said ELO.
Oh, no.
As in the band ELO.
No, I've never seen ELO.
With Mr. Brightside?
Ba, 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 ba. Oh, like, Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
Oh, that band fucked.
No, not...
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Oh, yeah, don't bring me down.
Bruce!
Don't bring me down!
Bruce!
Bruce!
All right,
not Mr. Brightside. It's
that song's actually pretty good. I don't want you to bring me down,
Bruce. Oh, okay. So besides that point, so starting off, this is not going to be. It's Mr. Blue. It's Mr. Blue Sky. That's what it is. Is that what
Mr.
I said?
Mr. Bluth.
Yeah, Mr. Bluth. I blew myself.
I've made a huge mistake.
So anyway, this is the first podcast of 2014, and I don't have a shit ton of gaming news. However, one of our awesome Facebook fans, or Facebook friends, Scott Anderson, who's on the Facebook, sent me another box. This is What's in the Box Part 2, Steve. Steve, now as you can see, I did open this box to make sure there was no dog poop in
it. That's why it's not as fun. You should just open it on the actual cast.
I know, but I wanted to make sure. So I'm going to give it to Steve, but I have not looked in it, okay?
Worse than Hitler.
I am worse than Hitler. I have not actually... Like, you can see everything is undisturbed. It's exactly how it was found.
Oh, man.
What is it? What do we got here?
So, the first item. No. All right. The first item.
Well, I want to see this. I'm the one who gets to keep all this.
You're the first item is a Mage Knight Draconum.
A Magna Draconum. Oh, my God. This model is terrible. Why do people play Mage Knight, Steve?
It's some Nazis or something.
These look like science fiction troopers of some kind. They have laser guns, Steve. Oh, these are nice. Are these cobblestone? I like cobblestone.
There's some more soldiers.
Soldiers? And they got, like, square bases. Science fiction models should not have square bases, Steve.
Oh, man, this one I'm keeping.
You're not keeping shit.
This is Dark Age.
Dark Age? What if I want Dark Age? Hey, I'd pay the shipping.
With all the shit you talk about Dark Age?
Maybe I want some Dark Age. Maybe I want to play with some Dark Age, huh?
Well, if that's the case, then you should definitely take it. These are exciting for you.
Ooh, Confrontation. I have these models, though. Oh, that I asked this clone.
There's more.
This is the army that you always bitch about, too.
No.
Rune
the
Confrontation.
Undead.
The Undead Rune Confrontation.
The Undead did. Those Ooh. Are not the Undead.
Oh, no, these are the Durs.
Yep.
Durs. And what else we got here? Oh, this guy's huge. This is a silly looking model. Why do people play this game?
Well, those are the fucking old ones too.
Yeah?
Yeah, those have been resculpted.
Dragiri Soul Searcher.
Yeah.
He's searching for something, Steve.
There
he
you
had
go.
A girl break his heart. What do we got here?
A Magnus Draconum, another one.
Oh man, these models are fucking awful. You know what?
They're metal. They're
people
hobbies.
Should be shamed of playing fucking Mage Knight.
I mean, they're normally cheap pre-painted
plastics. By the way, last podcast where we talked about the cheers and jeers of 2013.
Props and slops.
Props and slops, cheers and jeers. I changed my big jeer to WizKids. I fucking totally forgot how much they pissed me off by putting out an awesome Star Trek game and then completely ruining it with their play structure. Like, oh, here's some awesome superpowered shit that you could only get if you win.
Hey, that was your fault for not being well read enough about WizKids.
I know, but you know what?
I guess I can sum up these Mage Knight metal miniatures in a simple way. Looks like when you have super cheaply sculpted shitty models designed to be plastic painted by some little kid in Vietnam.
Sri Lanka.
They don't transfer well to being metal miniatures.
Yeah, Sri Lankan.
I'm sure you're shocked.
No. Actually, this guy ain't bad. This, like,
oh, he's
like
a fucking wraith, so I don't know how you can...
Whoa, what is that?
Oh,
that's the bottom part? Oh, that's...
I don't know if there's anything else in there you can take.
I don't think so.
Take a look.
What's in the... It's like a pill box. Is there pills in there? Because if there's pills in there, we should totally take them.
Yeah, we'll take them all. Yeah. All right, you get some Confromans.
Confromans.
Yeah. This is Confromans.
Oh, yeah, these are a bunch of Durs figures. Scorpions.
I think these are all Confromans.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, there's a Mage Knight base.
Uh-oh. No, this is not a... This looks like some sort of Dark Age figure of some kind.
There's a dick.
Because it's poorly sculpted.
I can tell you if it's a Dark Age figure.
No, I think this is one of those Magnus Draconums again.
This is a Mage Knight figure.
Yeah. Ooh, a Tiger of Durs.
Can't get any worse than anything Workshop ever made.
Yes, it can. Trust me, it can. Nah. Games Workshop makes the finest metal and plastic figures, don't you know?
The finest toy soldiers.
The finest toy soldiers.
In the world.
Yeah. As you know, as much as I might give them shit, they still make some really nice sculpts.
Whatever. I can't wait for them to go out of business. I'm so excited that they're going to post a loss this year. You have no idea.
Well, we'll still have to see. They could, like, hypothetically...
Cook their books,
however you want to do it. They're closing down shit left and right, so they could be saving money.
What the fuck this thing is? I think it's a confrontation head. There's a little, like, dragony head.
Oh, that's a Tiger of Durs head, sir.
Durs.
You like that? That's all my confrontation knowledge. I just had a big, long conversation about confrontation minis.
And how the minis are really good and the game is super shit.
Put that back in there.
Oh. Spear.
Well, hypothetically, the Phoenix Edition could come around from somewhere.
If that thing ever comes out.
Yeah.
We were talking about that, in single-digit episodes of the podcast.
I know. It's been 2 years in total. Oh, this is some fun stuff. I don't know what I'm going to do with these Mage Knight figures. Maybe burn them. Made them into, like, some sort of lead trinket so that maybe when the apocalypse comes, they can exchange it for some sort of goods and services. I don't know. I like confrontation stuff. Oh, the Dark Tower Comics. Oh, that's the place where this was bought from. Dude, so there you go. Shout out to Dark Tower Comics.
These are so old.
What, the confrontation stuff?
No, these Dark Age figures.
Yeah.
These are like the fucking super old. Like, because Dark Age has had like several resculpts of their range. Like each faction.
Yeah, they keep on going, why aren't people buying our stuff? If we just keep resculpting it, maybe people will buy it.
I don't believe this is accurate. The game still exists.
I know.
It's older than fucking War Machine and Hordes, so I'm pretty sure someone's buying it.
Yeah, maybe. Some dude like me who buys up all the confrontation. She's just like, I need all the Dark Age.
There you go.
Yeah, I was just having a conversation about the confrontation about Tim at the bunker was like, oh, you have a bunch of confrontation. I go, I have so much confrontation. And he was like, do you have this? I'm like, no. Do you have this? No. Do you have this? No.
Looks like you don't have so much confrontation after all.
I have all the... He wanted all, like, the weird shit. Like, do you have this door? I'm like, no, I don't have doors for confrontation.
Those terrain features were awesome.
Yeah, I know. But you could fucking make those yourself.
No way. You can't sculpt that well.
Well, I can't.
I can't.
Maybe I could.
Tim probably could.
I could. Give me some sculpt. I could sculpt some shit.
In like 10 years.
Maybe. You don't know me.
Listen, I'll give you some putty. 10 years, you might be able to make one.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. So let's get into some actual gaming stuff, some gaming news of some kind. So we hit up
Mega Man, Super Fighting Robot.
We haven't talked about that yet. It's weird. I don't know if I necessarily like it. it's a Mega Man, the Mega Man Kickstarter.
It's a board game.
Yeah. What's the fucking point of that, Steve?
To make a fun board game using a licensed character that everyone knows and likes.
I don't know. It's like really nicely sculpted stuff, right? But let's look at it in terms of like, so that it's not coming painted. I think there's an, like, an option that
if, no. If it makes a certain amount,
the stuff will be painted.
One of the stretch goals is everything's painted.
Okay, that makes sense, because like I was looking at it, I'm like, I would never want to paint these. Because what's the fucking point of painting these? You have to make them look a certain way. It's my fucking night models conundrum. If you have something that's based on a license, people aren't going to paint it. Like, people aren't going to paint Mega Man, like, I don't know, chartreuse. They just don't do it. Mm. You have to paint him.
They could. Mega Man's got a lot of colors.
Well, I mean, you want to do it with a, yeah, I'm going to make, yeah. It's like, but you want to paint him blue. But, I mean, you're not going to paint Gutsman, like, purple and green.
No, but you paint Mega Man purple or green.
Well, yeah, depending, like whatever power he is currently using.
You pretty much just want to paint him in Metal Man colors, though, because if you're playing Mega Man, the only weapon you ever want is the metal blade.
The metal blade? I don't know. I like the scissors. Or, no, the boomerang that just goes...
You mean the Cutman? The Cutman blade?
Yeah, the Cutman blade.
Nothing compares to the metal blade.
You know what? I'm gonna have an honest thing with you right here. I only really liked one Mega Man game. I think Mega Man is pretty stupid.
Mega Man 2?
I didn't even like 2. I like 3. 2 I thought was okay, but 3 just improved on 2.
3 was pretty good, but 3 didn't have the metal blade.
No, okay. So you have to have the metal
blade. I gotta have the metal blade, sir.
Like, I get when people get really into, like, Zelda fandom, like Link and Zelda and all that shit, because those games I've always had fun with. Like, there's a reason why...
See, and I only like one Zelda game.
Really? Which one?
Link to the Past.
I love Link to the Past. You don't like... any of the ones for the N64, like those are really
No, those are terrible.
Ocarina of Time.
Terrible. That's
one. I didn't mind it. I didn't, but I thought they were fun. I didn't think they were great games.
Hey, listen.
That thing's annoying.
Hey, listen.
I never had an N64 as a kid, so I got to those relatively late. When I'd go to my wife's
Zelda thinks you are the dumbest child possible while you're playing it. Zelda,
well, you okay, Zelda well, just reminds off, you. First off, you're playing a Nintendo system, so that means you are the dumbest child possible.
No, because when you're playing Super Nintendo, it's not like that. That's what I'm saying, like, from post Super Nintendo,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like N64, GameCube, Wii, and the Wii U are children's toys. Those are children's toys.
Don't let a Super Smash Brothers fan hear you say that.
Well, they first of all have to get out of their parents' basement to like confront me.
Their fedoras will explode with rage.
Neckbeard power activate.
Yeah.
M'lady.
M'lady. Oh, man.
Fucking casuals.
White knighting.
I don't get me started on, like...
White knighting?
No. On battle.
Casuals?
Street fighting games in general.
How dare you put fucking Smash Brothers in the same category?
Oh, street fighting? Fighter. Oh, yeah, it is. To me, it is. By the way, Pat B said... Steve's probably going to comment about how he beat me at
everything.
Well, at everything. Well, wait, let me do an accurate Pat B. Let me see if I... Yeah, Pat's probably going to talk to me, but I can't do it.
Pat has an impossible voice to imitate.
Yeah.
I wasn't actually going to bring it up, but because you brought it up, because he brought it up, Pat and I went to the Galloping Ghost.
Yeah, to meet Shang Tsung.
And then we got to bonus meet Jax.
Yeah, I heard.
Which was pretty sweet. They were both pretty nice. And Jax was jacked. That guy's huge.
Was he roided?
I don't think so. I don't think he was as vascular as one would be being roided.
Yeah.
But dude was pretty ripped. I was like, this guy's still fucking huge.
You know what he called you? He called you a move spammer and a button masher.
Yeah?
Yeah. So well, that's what... And you know what I said? I go... Duh, that's how you win at those games. You move spam and button mash. That's why I think they're terrible video games.
Well, he was defeated soundly in pretty much everything.
Apparently, he beat you at Street Fighter 2.
Yes, the Street Fighter was... there were 7 Street Fighter titles we played.
Yeah.
He won 3, I won 4.
Oh, okay.
Of the 7.
All right, so it was close.
And then everything else we played, I won.
Oh, well, I bet you were happy with just pushing your massive palm onto the buttons going, nah!
I was mostly excited about winning Godzilla.
Gojira?
I'm fucking King of the Monsters.
The King of the Monsters.
And then we played King of the Monsters, and I won, because I'm fucking King of the Monsters.
I'm not going to doubt you on that one, because all street fighting games are baby games. But that's besides the point.
Only when you're bad, and because I don't know how to play those games, the ones we're playing, and Pat didn't know the games we were
People
playing.
People only like those games when they think they're good. That's the problem. When they think they, as in the person, is good, not the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, Excuse me, a person can be good. Well, the more recent fighting games, but ones with combos, basically. Yeah. Like, if your game doesn't have very big combos, it's like, eh.
They're all move spammy and button. But that's besides the point. That's
actually not accurate.
Oh, I believe it is. Let's believe that.
You're wrong. No. This is not something that's opinion.
No.
You're just fucking wrong.
It is. It's
not opinion. You're wrong. You're just actually wrong.
Those games are terrible because they're move spammy and button mashy. Little kids can win at that because they can press buttons really quickly.
If you're fucking terrible.
Quick muscle responses. Me as an older person doesn't have the muscle response. These little kids do.
You're thinking of Twitch reflexes from an FPS?
Even that. You know, they're all just meh.
Games like Call of Duties. No skill. There's just people running around everywhere.
Said, dude, let's get off the more modern stuff. Let's go back to Mega Man. Yeah, back to at least my knowledge of Mega Man. Things that I like about this, okay? I mean, it's already fucking blew past their goal, and they have a fortnight left. They have $280,000 for something of $70,000, which is insane for a board game to have out there. I'm sure a lot of that is the licensing. You know, they had to pay a lot for that.
The funniest thing about that is the Kickstarter comment section.
Yeah,
that one's a hilarious read.
Are they like really into it? Or are they like?
Yeah, you should just give it a read sometime.
Yeah, well, they'll give me a. This is for the podcast, so
it's. I suggest everyone give it a read. It's worth your time.
Are they like really upset about it?
There's a mix of, it's just a fucking whirlwind of emotions in there.
Well, it's because it's like I don't. This is something I don't get, and you know,
you don't get a lot of things.
I don't. Was that a sex comment? My Star Wars history has broken me down so much. Like, Star Wars has literally within those three prequels broke me. Like, I was on the rack, and then I had to rebuild myself from scratch. Like, just that's how bad I was after that. My fandom was just ripped apart, ripped to shreds of everything I love. Because that's where I learned that you could complain all you want, but if it's going to make money, no one's going to listen to you. So that was my heart where I had to learn that. But the Mega Man thing is probably the same exact thing. Like, these are a bunch of like 20 somethings who are all like, I played Mega Man X. I was in it from the beginning. Like, fuck you. You don't know. But they probably like feel like this great passion towards Mega Man that it's like you can't do anything to it. But anyway, the thing that kind of it's okay. So you get. What? You get 5 Mega Mans in the game for each player, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You get Dr. Wily. And then you get 5 of them boss robots, but only 4 of them are from the original. And this is all Mega Man 1 bosses. But one of them is not from the original Mega Man. And they're missing 2, I believe.
We see the boss monsters.
Because there's Gutsman, Cutsman, Iceman, Fireman.
These are all from the original Mega Man.
But I don't think they have that
Guts Man, Elec-Man, Bomb-Man, Ice-Man, Fire-Man.
Was Elec-Man in the original one?
Yeah. The only one they're missing is Cuts-Man.
Wow, why isn't Cuts-Man in there?
He's a stretch goal. He's a stretch goal. If it makes a certain amount of money, they put Cuts-Man in there.
Steve, that's bullshit. He should be in there, the original. I always remember him from the Mega Man cartoon.
Right, but Guts-Man wasn't even in this in the first place. There were only four Robot Masters. They added Guts-Man when they got to a stretch goal.
I thought you meant in the original Mega Man.
No. Yeah, see, Cutman is unlocked. So Cutman is going to be in there. So that's all the Robot Masters from the original Mega Man.
I like Woodman.
So you were incorrect. It does have all the Robot Masters from the original
Mega Man. Well, now it does. It didn't originally.
You're
that's
correct.
Upsetting.
But they made enough money.
They did make enough money.
See, now you sound like a Kickstarter fan.
Where the fuck's all the original robots?
It didn't have it originally.
But they
added it now. Well, it wasn't in the first place, so I'm canceling my funding.
And then there's some really cool stuff you're getting in there. So I guess if you just want a bunch of Mega Man statues to have around, it's kind of nice for that, I guess. It's got Rush, and it's got Roll. It's got, what's his face? Who's the Proto Man? Is that his name? Proto Man, okay.
Proto Man was first introduced in Mega Man 3.
I remember that. Because you had to shoot him for some odd reason.
You had to fight him because he's your enemy.
Yeah. But then he turned out to be your friend.
Later. in a later Mega Man game.
Yeah, it was like when Storm Shadow became good on G.I. Joe. That's my only form of reference for that sort of thing right there. But, I mean, it's Mega Man. You're going to...
Oh, Snake Eyes, I will defeat you!
This game doesn't have to be good. This board game could be absolute shit. People are not buying it for the board game. They're buying it for the Mega Man minis. Or they're not even minis. They're, like, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why people are buying. I see no reason not to pledge if you don't like Mega Man. So
yep. Even if the game's shit, you have some cool Mega Man toys.
You got some cool Mega Man toys.
Yep.
Actually, I did have a really cool Mega Man figure for a while. I don't remember what happened to it, but when they had the Mega Man cartoon, they had the toys, and they were pretty big. I mean, they were, I don't know, 8-inch, you know.
Super fighting robot. Mega Man.
Shoot his robot little missile. I had that. It was a really cool figure. I don't know what happened to it. Yeah, the robot. They only had two. I think they only had, like, Gutsman and Cutsman were the only two.
Probably broke it.
Just putting it in my butt.
Feverish masturbatory tool.
Yes. No, I would use Roll. Or perhaps Rush. You know, just like, hey there, Rush robot, little doggy.
Oh, no. You weren't pleasuring yourself while looking at the Mega Man figure.
No, I was pleasuring myself with it.
With the Mega Man figure. Yes.
And by that, I mean up the butt.
The butt.
So we're starting off this year really great, earning our explicit tag.
Yeah. Oh, did Pat happen to mention The Grid?
The Grid?
Yeah, the game we were playing, The Grid.
I always imagined what it would be like to get out of The Grid.
Yeah. This one was my personal favorite thing of the entire trip, because it's a third-person shooting game where you run around in an enclosed arena that looks kind of like American Gladiators, and you pick up random guns and you shoot at each other, right? He was convinced that I was somehow, like, cheating and advancing my character because I put in a code to make the game say my name, because you can do that. You can make a profile, and it saves your score, and the game calls out a nickname for you, and I picked it to be my name. So he was convinced that I was somehow, like, saving my character and advancing and gaining levels or something, my character progression, and I'm like, Pet, that's Call of Duty bullshit. That's new. This is not in this game. It's saving my score and saying my name. He was just like, no, you're advancing somehow. Because I was destroying everyone. He was very upset. Because I just sat there, and we started going 1v1. And, like, there's three coin ops. And we just started going 1v1. And I would beat him every time. And then someone else would join in, and Pat would be like, all right, an equalizer. And then I would just beat both of them. And then the other dude would eventually get frustrated and leave. And then another dude would come up. Again, I would beat both of them. It just went on the whole night, and Pat was so upset. It was awesome.
I only let you go on with that story because it ends with Pat being upset.
It's so upset.
Otherwise, I would have been like... But anyway. So, we got some... First of all, Kickstarter news. Kickstarter actually fixed their searching function. You can actually now search in tabletop games and get it sorted by dates of, like, when it was added and when it wasn't.
They must be really worried about Gaming Thunder.
Oh, yeah. That Game Thunder is going to take some of its funding.
Gaming Thunder, not Game Thunder.
Game Thunder. Yeah. Thunder Thighs.
Gaming Thunder, not Game Thunder.
Game Thunder?
Game Thunder sounds like a shitty podcast.
Welcome to Game Thunder. We're going to be talking about 40K. I'm your host, Beef Manfist, and with me as always
is... No, Beef Manfist is a fucking sweet name. You do not bring that name down.
I'm Wrist Hamstring.
That's better.
I'm Fedora McNeckbeard. We're going to talk about the new Tyranid Codex.
40K.
They look like Tyranids.
People are saying Games Workshop's going to post some low earnings this year. That's bullshit. This is just haters trying to make things up. Games Workshop's the best.
Someone put up on our Facebook page they're complaining about the new Tyranid releases. It was just... What? It's Tyranids.
I'm in on that. I'm in on their hatred.
What? What is there to hate about it? It's fucking Tyranids. They look like fucking Tyranids.
Poop sauce. Probably the rules.
Well, I mean, I think you could always hate on the rules. I don't really give a shit about that.
I assume that's what they were hating on.
Well, I mean, if they're hating on the rules, that's a different thing. If you're hating on the, like, what's the fucking...
I didn't actually see that.
The models look like Tyranids. If you like Tyranids, you're going to play those fucking models. Who fuck cares? I don't think they look bad. I think they're probably actually pretty nice kits, but who the fuck cares? It's the Tyranid. Their rules are probably mediocre, and that's what everyone gives a shit about, gives crazy about with the 40K, because it's not the be-all end-all codex. That's what people want. People just want, Like, that's what Games Workshop should do. They should say, 8th edition, the first codex they put out should be like, this is the codex that will win every game. Here are the other codexes that you could play if you want to have fun.
Well, they already did that, and it's called Grey Knights or Necrons.
That was from last edition.
But the Grey Knights and Necrons are still the best. That's the problem. If they release a mediocre book, it's like, well, this can't beat Grey Knights or Necrons,
No, they did Inquisitor. No, maybe I don't know if the Grey Knights are an Inquisitor. I don't fucking know.
The Witch Hunters?
Yeah, no, they did an Inquisitor.
Oh, that codex. List is terrible. That army list is terrible.
Yeah, but is that the Grey Knights?
No.
Because I don't know if that sucked up the Grey
Knights. That's the Inquisition. That, like, the cool stuff that people liked about the original Grey Knight Demon Hunters book, that was the stuff that they put in there as like an afterthought and made it terrible. And you can't even take like Imperial Stormtroopers anymore.
Yeah, it's like
miserable.
I am so far removed from 40K. It's just like, if I see the models, I'll comment on them. But rules wise, it's just everyone always has the same complaints. It's like, it's not the alpha be all end all.
Yeah,
because
they can't beat fucking Grey Knights or Necrons.
That's what people want. That's what I'm saying. What Games Workshop should do: first codex of the 8th edition or 6th edition, go out there with a big cult rule book and say, this is the rule book that will win every game. This is the codex that all of you asshole players want to play. Everyone else...
Or maybe people are just sick of losing to Grey Knights and Necrons and want an army that can beat them without having to play Grey Knights or Necrons themselves.
Well, yeah, that's... Just don't play people who have Grey Knights and Necrons. Don't play... Ostracize those people. Like, that's the
thing. Can't do that at a tournament.
Well, I mean, don't fucking play in tournaments.
Well, that's what people want to play in.
I don't know.
But I mean, it's the worst possible tournament structure you could ever have for a game. Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't win best overall because some people didn't like your sportsmanship or your army's not painted the best.
I know, we've gone over... Well, your army should be painted nicely.
I didn't say painted the... I said painted the best.
Oh. Well, your army should be painted the best. I don't want to play against any mediocre painted armies.
Well, then why do you bring your armies to the
table? Zing! Dude, I have over like 200 painted bold action figures right now. Painted! I did that like in 3 months.
Why do you have so many fucking bold action figures?
I don't know. I have a problem.
You have a fucking serious problem.
I have a serious fucking... And they're all Soviets. It's not like I have multiple armies. I have 200 fucking Soviets that I can put on the table.
You have a fucking serious
I have
problem.
The entire Eastern Front, Steve.
you have a serious problem. Well, I mean, you need to collect all of the Soviets.
Yeah.
You need to collect the 1.5 million who died in World War II or whatever.
This is Yuri.
He's going to get shot by Fritz.
By Fritz. I do have a Yuri model. He's actually the guy that dies first in every game. I made sure of it. He doesn't have a hat on, so that's why he gets shot. Yeah. But aside from that, you know, why are people complaining about 40K? Just ignore it. If you don't like it, just fucking ignore
it. But that's not how gaming works in the real world.
I know.
That's how gaming works in your fantasy world, where you play like you've got like maybe a total of 6 people you play.
Yeah.
I'm an interesting game with, I think, tops.
Maybe 8.
Okay, maybe 8. So. Yeah. That's not normal.
I know.
So you could say like, well, one of you is playing a list that I don't like, so I'm just going to play with the other 7.
Yeah,
but generally, people when they're playing at a store or in a local like club or whatever, well, that's got a lot of people that they just kind of have to play, like
know,
in
I'm
a league
say,
or even not. Okay, now I'll take the tournament out of it. A league, like leagues, are something very fun that even filthy casuals like to do.
Filthy fucking casuals.
But there could still be dudes derping around with Necrons and Grey Knights and fucking...
Leagues. That's what... Okay, here's your New Year's resolution for 2014, people. If you see a person... If you play 40K...
Actually, I don't know if Tau are really good. Tau might be good.
Who knows?
Fuck if I know.
If you play 40K... Tau...
Stop.
No, because there's people who really like 40K.
I don't care. Stop. There's your New Year's resolution.
If you see a person playing Grey Knights or Necrons, just don't play them. Just say, like, I'm not going to play you. You have a cheesy list. Fuck you.
As for me, I would chalk that up as a free win.
Yeah.
I'd be like, free win! That's what I did with the Tzeentch Demon Army from Fantasy.
Yes, you did.
Actually,
however, someone commented that you played that list wrong. I talked to someone IRL, and they said that way you described it online, one thing means you were wrong. You probably just screwed something up. I don't remember, because I heard, like, D6, I'll just...
Whatever, I'm sure my description was fucking wrong because I played that when the Storm of Chaos was a new book.
Ah, Doppler effect.
Were you emulating the person telling you that I was wrong?
No, that was the sound effect I heard when the person was telling me. Like, whenever something gets really crunchy with rules with me, I'm just like, okay. Listen, that model looks pretty.
My explanation can be summed up in a couple things. One, I guarantee I played the rules correctly. Two, I'm not going into crunchy rules. You're worse than Hitler. You really are.
I'm not.
You were worse than Hitler. Talking about your kids, shit talking good stuff, up talking bad stuff. No, worse than Hitler.
I beat the army that had Hitler in it. One of the companies, a Black Tree that I like getting my models from, they have a little Hitler model that you can buy for $2.
Is he doing the salute, or is he just like kind of angrily standing there?
He's kind of angrily.
His hands on his hips.
The way you're standing right there, that's how he kind of looks. I'll show you a picture of him when we're done.
Grr, like an angry mama from Mama's Family.
Yeah. And now up a double episode of Mama's Family. Yeah,
like I said, I'm sure it's because the fucking Storm of Chaos book is super fucking old. I played the list like 3 times, and it's not fresh in my fucking memory. So I actually think I was like, that was totally inaccurate, because he was actually should be rolling 4d6, and he said he was rolling 3.
Anyway, we got a couple other things to talk about. I wanted to talk about the the dice, those special dice from Kickstarter, the D6 merge D6 revolutionary dice.
I think the I can't hold all these dice picture sums it up entirely.
Have we really gotten that far in Kickstarter where we have to revolutionize the way? I think dice work
revolutionize.
Fine.
That's the best thing. It's like, it's the revolutionary material.
Like,
did it make its funding?
No, not yet.
What's its goal?
It's got 32 days left, and it's got a goal of $6,000. It's got
$3,000.
Yeah,
over halfway there. Fuck.
I mean,
it's probably gonna make it.
Whatever. Dice are dice. It's not like you're gonna improve. It's not like improving the mousetrap. It's you've done it right there. You know, I think the die has pretty much existed since the dawn of time, and I think we're pretty good on.
Well, there's a few dice that have been made through efforts like this that are actually a thing. They're not super relevant, but it'd be like D14, D16. I mean, like, some people have made those dice, which there's no practical reason.
Exactly.
But they're at least like a die. You can put them along the set.
Yeah, I get the concept. I understand. It's just,
like, what's D18, well, you might need it.
What the fuck are you ever going to need a D18?
There's actually a couple obscure fucking role-playing games out there who use an incremental D system going from D2 to D50.
I could maybe see that. And there's a reason why no one plays those rare RPG games.
They're super. Well, the biggest reason is there's probably only four copies.
Yeah.
Handwritten.
Like, on human skin out of goat blood.
Yes. Yeah. Hand-drawn copies.
I would do that. I'd play that game.
But making a product.
Yeah. That revolutionized dice.
By replacing the roll of 2d6 with a gigantic monster of a dice that looks like a top. Probably not necessary.
I don't fucking. It's like, it's not.
The fact that it's halfway to its funding is like absurd. I was like, are you fucking.
Is it really that hard to make a 36-sided die?
It's 2d6. It's fucking. It's replacing rolling 2 Monopoly dice. That's like I got the dice you have everywhere in your house. If you have, if you're a filthy casual, you have tons and tons of D6 dice.
What would a filthy casual everywhere. Tabletop gamer like play?
Monopoly.
Oh, so like, oh,
Risk.
Oh, yeah.
The Game of Life.
Hey, don't talk bad about the Game of Life.
Stratego.
I hate Stratego.
Battlemasters.
No way. If I saw a person play Battlemasters, I'd be like, you are the most epic person ever.
I played Battlemasters when I was a very wee child. That's when I played Battlemasters.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Filthy casual.
No, not a filthy casual.
I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Clue?
Maybe. I don't know. Clue's kind of fun.
You know who hates Clue? Pat B.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it because he always loses?
Always loses. You know, speaking of murder mysteries, guess what I got invited to?
I bet he'll say that you've been upgrading your Clue character. Like, it's not fair. You're keeping records. Character progression.
You'd be great. Like, if we created a Clue-style RPG. Like, you played Clue, but your characters had to roll for stats at the beginning of the game. So it's like, you have to make a, you know, intuition check.
So you can assault the other players?
Oh, yeah.
That exists. It's called Betrayal at House on the Hill.
Oh, okay. Well,
you
there you go.
You don't roll random stats, but Betrayal at House on the Hill, actually, that's a game that I really, really want, but it's sold out everywhere.
Is it a newer game?
There's a new edition, not labeled as
new
such.
New edition? The band?
No.
Oh.
You know the only band I would ever bring up is Flock of Seagulls.
What about Kenny Loggins?
Well, yeah. We're log jamming, but everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I guess I would say it's a remastered version.
Okay.
Rather than saying it's not actually a second edition, but it's super fucking hard to find because the game is insanely good. I really, really, really want it. I'm trying to find it. It's fucking very difficult to find. It's a fucking great game. It's basically like take all the good stuff you've ever heard about, like a Lovecraft story or like a horror themed board game, and put it in an actually fun game.
Yeah,
you've got that. That's what it is.
Cool.
It doesn't get bogged down with like nonsense like not Eldritch Horror, but Arkham Horror.
Arkham Horror is a nonsensical game.
Just like, oh, fuck.
It's almost Arkham Horror is almost as bad as Twilight Imperium, but Twilight Imperium is a fun game once you figure out what the fuck you're doing.
I'd say Arkham Horror gets worse than Twilight Imperium, depending on what critical mass of expansions you're on.
Yeah,
it's like I've got Arkham Horror with all of the expansions.
I think Twilight Imperium only has one expansion.
It has one. Yeah. And then it has the sub game, which is not anything to do with Twilight Imperium. Rex,
yeah,
which is the remake of Dune. Yeah.
By the way,
supposed to be really good.
At Half Price Books, the one right by your house, they had an original copy of fucking Dune. The board game.
Oh, okay.
$65.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you.
That's probably a pretty good price.
I know it's probably a good price, but it should be half price.
It might be. The going rate could be $135 or $130 on eBay.
Anyway, I got invited to a murder mystery dinner. You know, like one of those like
how to host a murder.
How to host a murder.
Okay.
But it's Harry Potter themed.
That sounds awful.
It sounds awesome to me.
That sounds terrible.
I cannot wait to go.
I went to a murder mystery thing once, and after I left, I was like, that was the fucking worst.
Well, you probably were the guy who was like, hey, Deadette.
I did do that, actually, at about 20, like, less than halfway through, I was like, it was him. and then
you are the ultimate fun vampire. You will ruin everyone.
I was right.
I know, but you will ruin everyone else's fun.
No, I won. I fucking won the murder
that's
mystery
what I'm
night.
You will ruin everyone else's fun to win. Yeah, that's my problem with
it. It was also terrible because fucking everybody, like, it was just fucking, it was really bad.
I cannot wait. I'm going to go as a wizard.
It might work depending on what, like, what people you do it with, but I was doing it with a bunch of, like, random people. And just,
a lot of casuals. These are all probably people I will know, so I can probably. But yeah, no filthy. No, there'll be filthy casuals, but I think it'll still be fun. But I can't believe you're not more excited about the fact that I'm doing a Harry Potter murder mystery. I'm going to.
I don't like those murder mystery things.
You're the worst.
They're like really bad LARPing.
I can handle that because it's a one night thing. It's not like I'm gonna have to take part and I have a character who's like my vampire is 2,000 years
character.
Old. Yeah, my character.
Character.
I grew up in Toulouse, France, and emigrated to America during the First World War.
What kind of fucking accent is that, bro?
Bro. Got a Jesus fish on the back of my truck. Can vampires be defeated?
Y'all.
Can vampires be defeated by the Jesus fish?
No.
No? That's not like the cross where you put up to a cross to vampire? Like,
the cross also doesn't do anything either.
Well,
only to Bela Lugosi. And I think that's just because Bela Lugosi was personally afraid of the cross.
Blah! What about the,
The Hammer films, also the cross worked out.
Yeah, and,
but in the Hammer films, the cross was like super fucking deadly.
What about the Dusk Till Dawn? The cross worked there. See, it works with certain vampires. It all depends on the lore that you follow.
No, it only worked because the one guy had it was that guy's faith. Generally, like the rule of like the cross working is like how much faith the person wielding the cross has. So like if an actually devout person brandishes the cross,
it'll work.
And like they don't have to be like openly devout, they don't have to be like a priest or whatever.
What if
the vampire recoils, but if like a priest who has no actual faith brandishes his cross, he gets eaten?
Okay, so here's the character: suburban mom, soccer mom. She's got herself an SUV that's got a Jesus fish on it, but she really believes in that Jesus fish. All right, could hypothetically the SUV be used to destroy vampires because it is an instrument of the Jesus fish?
Well, It's possible, but here's the thing: which lore, the lore you can either going by is the faith based item a repellent or a destructive force? Because like in the Hammer films, Peter Cushing puts the son of Dracula in the shadow of a cross that he makes out of a windmill,
yeah,
and it totally destroys him.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
By being in the shadow of a giant cross.
Yeah.
But in,
I don't know, we'd have to try other to find
lore,
out.
In other lore, when you brandish your holy symbol,
give me a percentage in terms of what it, how it would work. Like, what would I have to roll on a d20 in order for it to work?
If she were in, like, well, if she was insanely devout, I would say she could do damage to a vampire with like a 15,
okay,
or higher.
Oh, really? A 15?
Yeah.
On a d20?
Yeah, 15 or higher.
So that's not that good.
No, odds are pretty bad.
Okay. All right. I'm not as impressed anymore.
Also, she'd have to hit. She'd have to first roll to hit the vampire, and his AC is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
So she'd have to roll the hit, and then like skill check. But that like doesn't really work because you don't take those kind of tests in D&D. So I'd say like she'd get a modifier to hit.
Okay.
She'd like a +6 to hit.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, if you got to roll a 15 with a +6, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah, okay. I'm with it right here.
But that would just be for damage. It wouldn't be an instant. Like, it wouldn't be an instant destroy.
No, thing. I wouldn't say an instant destroy. Of course not.
I would say it'd do extra damage. Like it does the impact of hitting them with the van, and maybe some extra damage because she's all like faithful about it.
I really want to write a movie where that is like something that is used. So by the way, if you're a screenwriter listening to this and you use that, you just put us in there as a special thing.
Not even a chance.
No, not even a chance.
They would use it, and then they would actually send us letters that saying, "We stole your idea. Here's a small bundle of shit." Open it up and like, "Oh, it's actual feces."
No, here's a check for all your hard work. We open it up and it's a check, but actually all that's drawn on there is a big dick butt.
Yeah. or a fucking frowny face and a zero. Enjoy.
I like the fact that it was a dick butt, and it just says dick butt on it. They actually wrote out dick butt.
Message from the Batman. Dick butt.
It's machine code.
Oh my God, it's machine code.
All right, so what else do I got to talk about? Oh,
Grand Theft Auto?
Is it a board game?
No.
RPG?
No. Just a video game.
Oh, me and Pat had a long time. I don't want to talk about video games. Fuck that. That's for a whole retro game review podcast.
Pat's retro game review podcast.
Battlelore was finally released by the Fantasy Flight. Let me tell you this. Very different than the original Battlelore.
Better? Worse? Same. I'm talking level of enjoyment here.
Oh, level of enjoyment is better, I think.
Okay.
Mainly because I think it's more coherent and it's a little faster. Those are the positive things. So the positive things, it's faster. The magic phase is really fixed up. The board is smaller, so it's good. Games are going to go a lot quicker.
Figures look good.
Figures look better. Everything's more coherent looking, so you're not playing against these goofy... It's not like you're playing like a realistic looking medieval fantasy army and a medieval French army versus like silly looking goblins riding
pigs.
Okay,
now stop. Give me something shitty, and then... finish it up with something good. We're gonna make it a compliment
sandwich.
Well,
I already gave you all my good
stuff.
That
was everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Those are the things that make it better.
So you don't have you an open faced compliment sandwich right now. Come
yeah.
On.
But the shitty things are that the fact that the board is smaller, that the you're not quite it's I don't the rules are it all depends. Like I'm used to playing the older rules, so it took a little bit getting used to the newer rules.
I thought you played Battles of Westeros, not Battlelore.
I did play, but I played Battlelore.
Oh, okay.
I played the original.
Okay.
Battlelore basically uses...
I thought you were just a Westeros man.
I am a Westeros man.
No, just a Westeros man.
But it uses the command and colors way of doing the left, right, center. Thousands of historical games use the damn thing anyway, so it's not like it's a big deal. But yeah, it's... I would totally recommend it if you're into doing... If you want to do a mini game, that's not a mini game. Like, it's... It's seriously, it's a very quick play, and all the figures look really good.
Yeah, I saw it, and I think James Brandt asked for my review. I was just like, one-word review? Maybe. That's what I said. Maybe.
I would totally say, if you have someone that you know is going to play with you, buy it. It's not a great game to go, hey, let's play some Battlelore. And no, let's play Tyranids versus Tyranids.
Play Warhammer 40 million.
There's a guy on fucking Chicago Craigslist who always puts Warhammer 30,000, and I don't know if he's trolling or what, because it drives me nuts. He keeps reposting this stuff over and over again, and it just makes me angry every
time.
What
is it? Is it a bunch of like pre-heresy stuff? Because that would be pre-heresy.
No, it's just fucking random 40K shit.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he get...
That's awesome, though.
Well, no one on Craigslist would put Warhammer 30,000, even if it was pre-heresy, because they don't fucking know what else is going to know. I mean, some people might know.
I knew.
But you wouldn't sell your pre-heresy Forge World shit on Craigslist.
Maybe you would. I don't fucking know. Craigslist is like, I've never had good luck with Craigslist ever.
Oh, I have. I get such good shit off Craigslist.
You're buying.
Yeah. Oh, I've never sold any. That's you know what? I have sold a bunch of shit off Craigslist.
My selling with Craigslist is the worst.
I sell furniture on Craigslist all
the time. Oh, okay. Well, I'm talking about the hobby stuff.
No, never hobby stuff. Yeah, I always do that through like Bartertown and the shit worst. Like that.
The worst.
Worst.
Those fucking dice, man.
You're looking at the dice again?
The fucking 2d6 is so ball crunching to roll.
Oh, there's so much extra.
it's not even just, it's not just one dice.
Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to comment on. Oh, first of all, the guys that we talked about with the customizable Dungeons & Dragons box that came out.
The miniatures board, role-playing/miniatures board.
Yeah, they made their goal. Yeah, and 102%, I like to believe that extra 2% of their goal was because of us talking about it. So,
yes.
High five. All right. And the last thing, at least Kickstarter-wise, that I wanted to talk about was the Game Designer's Toolkit that it's ending soon.
From here, it looks like it says Game Designer's Toilet. And I was thinking to myself, that's not big enough.
It's got 3 days left. I didn't even know this was a thing. But this is, like, awesome. It's basically a box full of, like, fucking game pieces. And it's just, like, use it
to meeples and chip?
Yeah. Like, it's literally got, like, stuff from Civilization, stuff. It's like little like fucking Tony pieces.
I've never heard of this thing.
I know, and you get like 1,000 things in there. So you get all these pieces. It's just designed to help you. Like you get boards from different board games, and it's cheap. It's like $65, and it's just to help you design board games.
This must just be like Overstock shit.
I know it's really
choo choos.
Woo woo!
I love choo choos, but I hate train games. Train games are stupid.
As I've always said before, I've said on this podcast, and I said IRL.
Throne of Empires.
White people fucking love train games.
But I'm Caucasian, and I don't like train games.
White people love train games.
Dragons.
They fucking love them, and I don't know why. I mean, I like Ticket to Ride as much as the next person.
That game sucks. Bootlegger figures. Oh man, the blocks, the cubes.
You get
this thing's fucking sweet. Wow, I wish I would have seen this earlier. This is actually really fucking awesome. if this podcast goes up in time,
it'll go up tomorrow, so there'll be 2 days left on it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we should definitely link this on the Fache book page too.
Yeah, I would.
Well, there's fucking boats. There's boats and little houses and oil drums and gems and more cubes. Coins, 50 gold and silver coins from Age of Empires 3. What the fuck?
Steve's really excited. The table lifted about 3 inches. Sweet.
Horses.
Yeah.
Like the sailboats. Oh, what's this one? Training regiment. Training regiment. It's trains.
Toot, toot, toot.
And more dragons. There's fucking like, the fuck? There's pewter pieces. They look like Monopoly pieces. What is this? 8 metal gold rush figures.
These are actual pieces from other board games.
Yeah, that's definitely Monopoly.
Yeah, so what they do is they're just packaging them together and saying, like, okay, so you want to design a board game. Here's some stuff to start off with. I totally recommend going and look for it. I don't know how many are left in, like, the whole Kickstarter, but definitely see if you could pick up some shit.
Yeah, this is a pretty out-of-control Kickstarter. Like, if you're interested, like, even if you just need components, you know, I'm sure
RPGs
there's
RPGs and shit.
Well, no, I'm sure there's people who, like, have Civilization, the game, and are like, fuck, I'm missing components. And be like, hey.
Even if you're running, like, RPGs, there's good shit in there for that.
Yeah, especially if you wanted to do, like, a map-based movement. There's boats and all sorts of cool shit. Dots.
Yeah.
I like the dots. And the Dagrons. There's the Dagrons.
The Dagrons? What are the Dagrons?
There's a red Dagron and a green Dagron.
Oh,
and they breath fire.
Oh, okay. Breath fire.
Or breath acid. Or breath poison gas. Or breath cold. Or breath lightning. Or breath sand.
Yeah, totally recommend it.
Or breath rainbow.
Breath rainbow. Is there really a rainbow breath dragon?
Yep, sure.
That's stupid. It's just basically, this is under the Game Designer's Toolkit, so look that up or anything like that. But that's about all I have in terms of gaming stuff. There's not a lot of shit that's going on. I mean, there's some shit, but shit that I care about, I mean, I know Privateer Press, we haven't really talked about them, but they have their new book coming out real soon.
Boss Monster came and sold out again.
You were saying that. Actually, it's it probably sold out from you guys, but a couple stores I've been at have had it. So
because people are buying, buying the right stock now.
Yeah,
because that game's just selling it. Because people always want more, and they're just like, I need more.
I need more boss monsters.
But super good game.
Aside from that, do we have any other gaming stuff that we want to talk about?
I think there were. I'm trying to think of like new stuff that came out. Zombicide get reprinted. That came out somewhat recently.
Yeah,
the core game of Zombicide. Toxic City Mall and the Prison Outbreak came out.
All the figures, prior. All the figure packs are out now. I saw that.
Yep. Yeah. Also, Zombicide is all out. Rip, rare, and ready to go.
Yeah. Top selling game of 2013.
Crossmaster. I think that Kickstarter's finished for their second half game. I think that one's over. All right. That game is pretty cool.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a fun game. And apparently the game sold in like the core game, and then there's little two packs. But I believe the two packs are actually little standalone games. You can just buy the two pack of guys and play. It's a very good pre-painted miniatures game with like the super.
Oh, I know that one. Yeah,
yeah. Crossmaster Arena.
Yeah, I haven't played it. I was looking at it. I was like, meh. But this from the look of it, I was like, meh. But
yeah, I mean, it's got the Super Dungeon Explorer aesthetic. So if you don't like that, then
I'd also like to put out the fact that it is now January 4th, 2014, and Relic Knights is still not shipped.
Relic Knights.
Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you about? You know what I watched?
Was it Relic Knights? Because I'm just going to laugh hysterically.
Not gaming related, because I don't think there's much gaming related news left. Is there?
Trying to think of, like, as far as new stuff, it's like, nah, not really.
What are you thinking about Space Dandy?
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it hasn't aired yet. It's airing tonight, I think, is the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the previews for it?
I have seen the previews for it.
What do you think?
I'll watch it.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
And I'm not a huge anime fan, but I was looking at it, I was like, I could kind of get into this. This got like a little bit of a 70s vibe to it. It sounds like it's got a good soundtrack. I think it's produced by the same people who did Cowboy Bebop, so it's going to have a good soundtrack.
Yeah, I wonder if it's in the same universe.
I don't know. There's a lot of aliens. Cowboy Bebop didn't have a shit ton of aliens.
That's true.
Yeah. This one looks like it has a shit ton of aliens.
That's true. Could be the universe. Could be the same universe far, far into the future, though.
Ooh, in a galaxy far, far away?
No.
Oh.
Not in a galaxy far, far away.
What about, because I've been looking for new things to watch, and I've actually kind of breached that little anime section of Netflix. Because I started rewatching,
just you seem to be very lost.
What's that? Farscape. I started rewatching Farscape.
The Muppets.
I love that fucking show. It's a fucking great show. Oh, by the way, welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe. With me, as always, is my co-host, Steve. I didn't do that at the beginning of the podcast.
So? At this point, I don't think it matters.
It's a great way to start off the new year.
No. I mean, I don't mean it. I didn't mean that in.
Now we're actually starting the podcast. We have an hour left of the podcast.
I didn't mean that as now is a good time, meaning like we've been so far along. I meant like now, and now is the time, like we're on episode 52. This is our 2 years.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to welcome people anymore, because if they're here, they're already here.
Not necessarily. We've been getting new people coming in.
Well, they're not welcome.
They are not welcome.
Yeah.
Into this fucking podcast. We have
an exclusive club.
Go listen to those guys who do one of our fans always complains about the 2 hour podcast where they talk
4 hours.
4 hour fucking podcast.
4 hours.
I couldn't talk to you for 4 hours about anything.
I guess we could do if we broke it all down, we could probably do 4 back to back episodes and just upload them and not have to see each other for a month. Although our gaming news would be
way out of date.
Pretty bad.
I mean, it's not like
we would have to do news in the first one and then like different stuff for the other ones.
Yeah, I always feel bad like when people like, I'm going to go back and listen to your old podcast. I'm like, it's all old news. No one gives a shit about that. Like, you want to hear us talking about the Mega Man fucking Kickstarter a year from now?
You can hear my progressive hatred of Games Workshop, though.
You can, really. I mean, you have developed a fierce thing.
That gets worse as the podcast goes along.
By the way, I wanted to read this. These are two responses posted to Tabletop Gaming News about our podcast. Once again, we are the only podcast that actually gets comments on Tabletop Gaming News, which I fucking love.
That's pretty sweet.
Because there are some terrible podcasts on Tabletop
Gaming News. There's one, I've never seen it, or I've never listened to it. I don't plan on listening to it because I don't really
listen. You can tell me what the name of it. I think I know which one you're talking about.
I don't really listen to it. Shiny Model Syndrome.
Oh, don't say their fucking name.
Has the worst... Dude, I will fucking say it. Has their picture is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The, like, really shitty, like, face looking at the tank that's, like, got a... Got like a motion or got the fucking
shiny Photoshop.
What the fuck's that called?
Gleam.
The gleam.
Yeah.
Yes. The fucking.
Because it's a shiny model.
Yeah. The gleam. Like, I fucking hate that picture. I think the podcast might be great. Like, I've never listened to it, and I'm not saying like, oh, their podcast is bad. Their podcast could be fucking awesome. I don't listen to a lot of gaming podcasts, so it's not something I would be, you know, looking at. But like, every time I see it, I'm just like, that image would like, that image sends me in the opposite direction of wanting to listen to it. It's like, dude, just change that. if they removed the guy, if they removed the like really crudely drawn person.
So my pictures that I put up of like, that I like something that I just crudely Photoshop a.
Right, but you're using a still with the little like logo thing.
Yeah,
totally fine. Like,
even though it's like really terribly Photoshopped.
Right, it doesn't matter. Okay, they need to remove that the dude's face. They could keep the tank with the gleam on it.
Yeah,
and it'd be fine.
Yeah,
it'd be totally fine. Like, just the dude is like
gleam the cube. Anyway, you got that out. You got that on your system.
It's art.
Okay,
and like really shitty art. Puts me on an insane level of tilt that like I can't actually handle. Like Sentinels of the Multiverse is a great example. That game's art is one of the worst art I've ever seen in a game because it was done by a not professional. So I mean, it's incredible that like he was able to do all that work and like get a huge Kickstarter going for it. Like, the game is supposedly amazing.
What game? I'm sorry.
Sentinels of the Multiverse.
Oh yeah.
The game's supposedly amazing,
but the artwork's shitty.
I can't play it.
Yeah,
I actually can't because like the
a lot
art,
of people like that game.
The art bugs me that badly. Like, I can't play a game with art. And I was like,
anyway, tabletop gaming news. Post on the last one.
And by all means, it's way better than I could ever draw. Like, straight up, I'm fucking terrible at drawing. So, he's definitely got that. He's got me beat, but I also would not ever try to sell my art.
Lazy Worker wrote, I love listening to these guys. I'm in my early 30s and originally from the middle of nowhere, northern Wisconsin. Well, that's not the middle of nowhere. That's northern Wisconsin. Living in Oklahoma, which to me would be the middle of nowhere. These guys remind me so much of my old friends and people I knew in the Great White North. That's not the Great White North. Great White North is Canada, eh?
Great White North is fucking anywhere north of Illinois. What are you talking about?
North of Chicago. These guys, by the way, Chicago today is the Great White fucking North.
Yeah.
I haven't driven my car in 4 days, and I'm like, what the fuck happened out here? This is like 2012, the movie.
Just came out, and just like, I'm in fucking space.
I was like, this is fucking Mad Max style shit out here.
Yeah.
No, there's no lines on the roads. There's fucking guys with assless chaps running around. Lord Humongous was chasing me.
Just woke away.
Oh, fucking crazy.
Man, my throat problem is really good for that.
Yeah.
Just walk away. You don't want your life.
She also says, if you like wise-ass Yankee humor.
What's the name?
Lazy Worker.
I'm going to bet that's a dude.
I bet so, too. It's a person who plays board games and all that stuff. Probably a dude.
No, board games are not an indicator.
But
lots and lots of the ladies like the board games.
Dude, it's someone who listens to our podcast. Probably a dude.
Uh-uh. There's at least two girls.
Yeah, at least two.
At least.
At least. But that does put the percentages in the favor of this being a guy.
Fair.
Okay. If you like wise-ass Yankee humor with a gaming bent, give these guys a try. Michigan Poker Hour, nobody cares. Then the next person, Ninja007, who has commented before, says, Game Classy, you suck. Happy holidays, losers, from the Michigan Poker Hour.
That son of a bitch.
Fucking Michigan Poker Hour. I've created a monster, Steve. The rivalry we have with the Michigan Poker Hour. I actually want to start.
Those guys are just going to kick the door and be like, hey, we heard you were talking shit about us.
Why are they Canadian?
Whatever.
Michigan has the most neutral Midwestern.
They could be Upers.
Upers? Oh, they could be Upers.
Yeah. So they're not Canadian. They're Upers.
That's not a fucking state. That's a fucking province.
Yeah, it's part of Michigan, though, Air.
All right.
They're going to teach you a lesson. They're going to work you over, but good.
All right. So anyway, go to planetarbitrary.com for all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page, /game_classy.
I don't think people have Planet Arbitrary needs. I think they have Game Classy needs.
Oh, Game Classy. For all your Game Classy.
And maybe Play On needs.
Play On needs.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's the Pat's Retro Game Review.
Okay, good. I was unaware. So is that what's going by now?
No, it's the Pat's Retro Game Review, but it says play on.
Okay.
Episode whatever, then Pat's Retro Game Review.
Oh, okay, good. Right. Whew, that got me scared for a second. I was like, "What happened to the Retro Game Review podcast?"
You, what happened to that dude you used to do Photoshop battles with?
Oh, Anthony?
Oh, is it Anthony?
Yeah.
You should put that on the website. You just fucking put your Photoshop panels on there.
I'm so bad at Photoshop. It's not even funny.
Fucking who cares? Only professionals are good at Photoshop.
It's true.
Or professional trolls, but that still makes them professionals.
Oh, like our Facebook page. We update quite regularly.
We hit
200 likes! We're almost
irrelevant!
We almost have as much as some fan fiction writers.
No, what are you talking about?
We should just write.
Even the worst fan fiction writers got more fans than we do.
I know, seriously. You should write. You know what I think? It's just.
And Sherlock reached down and grasped Moriarty's shaft.
And tugged quite jauntily.
Vigorously.
I think it's. I just was reading a thing that people are just shying away from Facebook. But anyway, our Facebook page is a good source of information in regards to Kickstarters and upcoming gaming news.
Facebook is pretty horrible.
And Steve just likes to post GIFs that have the Danger Zone soundtrack.
Yeah!
Oh, Archer starts soon.
Danger.
Speaking of the Danger Zone.
Danger Zone. I think I might just try and, if I remember, I'm going to call it the Danger Zone from now on.
We call this podcast Danger Zone.
Danger Zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone. Dang. So anyway, go to iTunes, like us. You can write comments there. That helps us up on our numbers. Just so more people will listen to us, and then that will do something, I guess. If more people listen to us, I don't know.
I don't think it's going to do anything.
I don't think it's going to do anything, personally. But do like, comment, subscribe. So do speak. If we do get people to like, comment, and subscribe, I will stop saying like, comment, subscribe, because I feel like a YouTuber when I do that.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Look at me. I'm going to talk over gaming videos.
Actually, anyway. Should put the podcast up on YouTube with just a still image from every episode.
You think?
Yeah. There's actually a lot of people who do that. You just put the image of what you're doing. Like, the first game classy picture. I think it was Strahd. From Ravenloft.
Yeah.
You put that picture up and you just put the first episode on.
Okay.
And then you upload all of the episodes.
Okay.
A lot of people do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. And if we get enough hits and likes, comments, subscribes on YouTubes, we can make some Google AdSense money. That's like maybe 50 cents.
What?
Yeah.
That's
50 cents in your pocket.
You've opened my eyes to something. I don't know if I want to do that because I feel really dirty. Like, I like the fact of being a podcast instead of a YouTube cast, so to speak.
Right, but a lot of podcasts have their videos up on
maybe
YouTube.
Maybe I'll start doing that with, episode 52.
No way. You got to start at episode 1.
I don't even know if I have episode 1 still.
You can just download it off the website.
Is it still on the... Oh, yeah, I guess it would be on the Game Classy website.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm just saying, it's pretty much no work. You just put a flat picture and you... upload the podcast.
I guess. I don't know.
And you see, like I said, then you can make that sweet Google AdSense feel like and make 50 dirty whore.
Actually, Google's doing a new streaming service, I think, that's going to replace YouTube soon. But anyway.
Is it called PooTube?
It's called PooTube. Actually, I'm sure there is a PooTube, and you wouldn't want to go there.
Or you really, really would.
All right, so Steve, until next time.
I got nothing clever to say, so have a good new year. You filthy fucking casuals.
Don't touch me, you filthy casuals! Game Classy.